Campbell.
That's the first thing.
Yep.
Hello. It's recording. Welcome to the Cube Corner Games podcast. My name is Dustin Morabito.
It's true.
Lorraine Morabito is doing Pokemon impressions.
Campbell. Schnarble.
And across from me, a very special guest, my friend and, well, probably just my friend. You might not know him. Brian is here. Say
different
hello, Brian.
Different Brian than
how's it going?
Standard Brian.
Yes, different Brian than
Brian Deluxe,
Brian
Lupfer.
Not the same. Right. He's not a fro-bro.
No, he's not.
I'm a special Brian.
He's a special brand of Brian.
Mm-hmm. My good friend for many, many years.
Fed.
How you
Corn
doing, sir?
Race and wild
bearded.
Free-range.
Wait, no, Brian's got a beard, too, so I guess.
On
kind
occasion,
of, yeah.
Yeah,
he's got some facial hair. Anyway, how you been? Good?
Yeah, I've been all right.
Yeah, I'm sleepy. You know, I'm tired. I need
it's
trying
Star
to...
Wars night.
Yeah, that's right. It's Star Wars Eve.
That's right.
Happy Star
the night
Wars
before
Eve.
The main event. Yeah, I'm trying to get amped up. I'll see if I can keep the energy level more than, like, nil. You're doing it. I should have taken you up on that Tylenol. I could have, like, crushed him up on
hey.
The fucking toilet tank and...
Right next to me.
My podcast on.
Tylenol. Caffeine, uppers, downers, lowers. Got a small pharmacy in that backpack. So.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, good to know. Just in case.
Just
you
in
need
case.
To dig deep.
Yep.
It's there if you need it.
Mm-hmm. I've always wanted to see Star Wars on party drugs, so... Give me that
There's like five things in there. I'm sure if we mix them together, we can get something
right.
off it.
Put in a blender, make a fine paste, just like smear it on your gums, and then start foaming at the mouth.
Some of it's Benadryl, so. You might just fall asleep.
I could deal with that probably right now, too. Or I guess after this. Anyway.
There you go.
How you guys doing? How you been?
Good.
Star Wars is coming. Christmas is almost upon us.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
We're a month away from Christmas Eve.
Wait.
Not a month, a week.
Say,
that one.
Closer. Yeah, there you go.
Close enough. I was there
it's
almost.
A special day in January.
That's right.
January 17th, everyone's favorite.
That's right.
President's Day. Thank you, Brian.
Is that actually President's
same...
Day?
Probably not. I don't even know if it's in January or not. It might be February, actually.
Who cares?
It's an early in the year holiday.
Martin Luther King Day, I think.
That's February.
That's January.
That's January. President's Day is in February, I think.
Who cares?
Yeah. They're celebrated at
Whatever.
The same time.
Anyway, those holidays have nothing to do with
Public
video
school.
Games.
That's true.
Or
That's true.
Other assorted topics. Which no. we're probably going to talk about a little bit.
Yeah, hopefully. We should probably talk about something.
Maybe. Mm-hmm.
It is a talk show.
I'll start with Lorraine to take the pressure off of Brian's first time. How you
deal.
Doing, Lorraine? What have you been playing?
I've been playing all kinds of stuff. Since our last podcast, I was dabbling a little in Dragon Ball Xenoverse.
That's right.
On the PS4, which was
a
trip.
Dragon Ball Xenoverse?
Yes. It's like basically the...
Is that a real game?
It is a real game. And it's basically like all of Dragon Ball Z 100% of the time. Because you're like playing, you basically make your OC and then go in and hang out with Time Cop Trunks and go and change history because it's being altered. So you see like
it's
everything.
The first rule of time travel.
Mm-hmm.
Change
Well, no,
things.
It's already being altered, so you're going back to fix
oh,
it.
Okay.
And...
You're unbreaking shit.
Yeah.
Although OC, I don't know how I feel about that.
You make your own person.
Sure, but
I was being stupid. It's fine. You could be a human, you could be a Saiyan, you could be a Namekian, you could be a Frieza creature, you could be a Boo.
A Frieza race? Is that,
yeah.
Is
I think
what
that's what
call
it's called.
It?
Yeah, it's called, like, Frieza race.
Of course.
You can't be a Garlic, though. I'm so sad.
Should have named myself human like Frieza did.
Human man.
Never thought of that.
Yeah, I played that for a little bit, and then got stuck trying to beat the androids because Trunks was on it, and I had to keep Trunks from dying, and he
mm-hmm.
kept dying.
The idea behind the game seems cooler than the game itself.
Yes. It was fun, though. I had a good time.
Because mm-hmm. there was, like, I think it was the first Budokai game. This was, like, a really early PS2 Dragon Ball Z game. They had, like, handfuls of side missions that were, like, fake made up, like, what if Cell absorbed Krillin? How funny would that be? That are sort of like what they do with, like, the alternate timeline
Extended
thing.
Extended universe.
Yeah, but they... The gameplay part, like the part where you actually fight dudes in Xenoverse, seems like shallow-ish
kind
from watching
of,
you play it.
It seems like most of the standard combo stuff is fairly the same against literally every single... Well, I guess maybe not, because I was playing as a Saiyan, and it seemed like the humans and Saiyans had, like, identical combos, like, just strings. But, like, Namekians seem to be slightly different. I think the Friezas were, and I have no idea about the Boos. But there's that. And then you can just get, like, basically every single move that has ever happened in DBZ ever. Like, I was shooting special beam cannons and throwing Destructo Discs.
Sure, so you can make your mixtape of a Dragon Ball character.
Get using Gallic Gun and Weekend, Spirit Bomb.
Which I guess is a Raditz move.
Sure.
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, I think they gave him even, like, maybe ice cream related.
Ice cream.
I don't know. He's got an attack called Double Sunday.
Double Sunday, yeah. That's
but
the
he
one
also
I
has Weekend, I think. Maybe. I don't know. Don't Who cares?
It. Not important.
I played that Double for a while, Sunday. And I'm done now. I can only... Because that game is really, really grind-heavy, which also turned me off, because, like, I wasn't strong enough to beat the androids quick enough to keep Trunks from dying, and I tried that a bunch of times, and it was just like, no thank you anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So I was playing that. I started playing Bastion on the Vita, because it's out now.
That's right. Just
that's a good
out.
Game. Yep. I played that one.
Mm-hmm. You're almost done with it, right?
I think so. I'm not sure. I've never finished this game before. I played it a little bit on the 360, like, years ago when it came out.
See, I'm sure Dustin has, like, 8 copies of it somewhere.
At least 2.
I don't think it ever came out physically, but I own it.
Well, I mean, like, on your various systems.
Sure. Yeah, maybe. I own it digitally. Like, yeah. I bought the PC and the Xbox version, so nothing else. I purchased both of those
now
just
I've
for the heck of it.
I've got the Vita version. And it's been fun. I've been liking it a lot. And then in our various escapades last weekend... they had some old, like, just games on clearance at Meijer, and we picked up a copy of PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale.
Mm.
And I got the free download for the Vita by buying the PS3 version, so I've been messing with that a little bit. Which is, it's been alright. It's very different from Smash Brothers in some kind of strange ways, but I've been having fun, even though I could kind of care less about half of the characters in that game, because I didn't grow up with PlayStation.
Sure, because it's been a couple of years since I eyeballed that, but you don't, like, people have life, right? It's not about ringing dudes out?
No. And, no one has life either.
Oh, is it just the, like, you charge up your final move
you
and
hit
then...
them with a super and they die.
Yeah, so, like, you're doing stuff in the fight to build up your gauge. Yes. That's the...
Hitting
thank
people...
You for...
Builds it up, and you can also, like, if you throw them or hit them with items, they'll sometimes drop these little orbs, which mm-hmm. is also increase it
yeah,
by a certain
and then
amount.
Once your meter fills past, you know, X amount or whatever,
yeah,
you get to do, like a smash ball
a level
style
one,
thing.
2, and, well, the level 3 is more like the smash ball. Levels 1 and 2 are probably, like, the level 1 is pretty limited. Like, most of the times it's an attack where you're standing still, like, Ratchets, for example, he just, like, pulls out a gun and has, like, X range in front of him. He just shoots for, like, a few seconds and he's done. And, like, Fat Princess is just, like, she has, like, basically, it's almost like one of the Pac-Man moves where, like, a dotted line and then, like, a thing appears at the end. Well, it's cake for her, but a power pellet for Pac-Man. And she just runs forward, and if she hits anyone in that, they die. And the level 2s, I've seen a lot of them are more, like, like, they're mobile, like,
mm-hmm.
Ratchet, you become Clank, and then just go around hitting people, and they die. And then, like, the level 3, like, again, Clank, for example, I played him a lot, is you, like, basically, you have, like, a turret, and you can just shoot everyone on the screen.
Mm. Is it, like, from, you shoot them relative to your position, or is it, like, a
you're
Smash Brothers thing where you have a reticle?
Screen. You have a reticle. It's
okay.
Like Snake's Final Smash, basically.
The grenade launcher. Just poof.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Okay.
But yeah, it's fun. Mm-hmm. I've been having a good time getting a lot of really easy trophies.
it's really
yeah.
What
I think that game's
for,
a little
right?
better than people kind
it
of
is.
Felt like it was when it came out.
It still feels kind of shallow. Like there just isn't that much to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of wish there were more better characters. Like just ones that I cared about.
Sure.
I mean, PlayStation does not have the cast that Nintendo does. Which I think also hinders that game a decent amount.
Mm-hmm.
And the nostalgia.
Well, they're also missing a bunch of guys. Like, Crash Bandicoot's not in there. Spyro's not in there.
That is kind of odd for PlayStation.
I'm sure, they have 2 versions of the guy from Infamous because reasons. Like, 2 separate characters. It's basically Pit and Dark Pit.
Yeah.
But it's Cole and Evil Cole.
Sure.
Their
mood sets are different.
Maybe. I don't know.
you didn't actually try them. Okay.
No.
That's the thing in Infamous.
I'm getting there.
Is,
I'm trying everyone.
Sure. Is that, right. like, you choose the good path, you get some moves, or the
I
bad
know,
path,
yeah,
you get different moves?
Yeah.
It's like,
Mass Effect-y, like, almost, like...
Yeah, kinda.
Paragon to Renegade?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Those are words, right?
Yeah, but that's not...
I know, it's not... In Mass Effect,
they didn't dictate your abilities. It was just, like, your dialogue options and stuff like that.
Kicking dudes out of windows?
Yeah, like, kicking dudes out of windows. Which is kind of a cool ability, like, I guess.
You know, you could talk it out.
No.
That's right, or...
Violence first, just push.
Yeah, or jeez. Non-violent resolutions, just like mediation. That's yep. what you get if you're a good guy. Understanding.
Let's sit down and talk about your father. Right. This is a safe space.
Go over to the council.
Yep.
I'm going to work this out.
I think that's mainly all that I've been playing, actually.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, I don't think... I've been playing a lot of stuff, but I think that's about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
Yeah, I haven't played too much either.
Puyo Puyo Tetris. I did play that for a while.
A tiny bit.
It's fun.
Puyo Puyo Tetris.
Yes.
I have no idea what that is.
It only released in Japan.
Yeah, we imported it. It's...
And it's... It, you, have you heard, like, do you know what Puyo Puyo is? Like, Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine, Kirby's Avalanche.
Those are things I've heard of, but I don't know what Puyo Puyo is.
Those are all of... All like those I games should. Are the same.
Yeah, it's
gameplay-wise.
Block-dropping puzzle game.
With oh, blobs.
Pills and shit.
Kind of.
Dr. Mario style.
No.
No?
They're blobs, and you, like, just kind of stack them up and, like, get, oh, like, four right. together, and they blow up.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, no, I remember now.
Yeah.
You guys are really into it. I was never great at those.
Yeah, we had about... There was a point time where Bean Machine was a thing.
Yeah, and followed by that was the... What was it? Puzzle Fighter?
Yeah.
Puzzle Fighter is great. I love Puzzle Fighter.
I'm terrible at it.
It's real good. I like Puzzle Fighter a lot. I've
beaten Justin like once.
Good job.
That's it.
Uh-huh.
I'm just...
Yeah, those are both pretty solid. But yeah, we played both of those. Like, there was a period for...
Replaced by Candy Crush.
No. Yeah.
Ugh.
Candy Crush is not really a video
kids
game.
Kids these days.
No.
I'm of the opinion that Crush. Bejeweled is not really a game.
No.
Because it just happens to you. You just touch the screen and then sometimes it explodes more often than
just
not.
It's fun,
smash
though.
The screen.
I mean, whatever.
It's
I'm not gonna,
mindless
I'm not going to judge anyone for liking Bejeweled, but I it's like just Bejeweled. Like a... It's the difference between, like, a slot machine and a pinball machine.
Oh, you'll judge them.
One of them has randomness and takes skill, and the other one is just random.
Hooray!
But that's fine. Whatever.
If I don't have to chain combos to
sure.
win.
It's just weird that became, like, the... Basically yes. the foundation of multi-billion dollar app development.
Fucking king, man.
That's the part right. where it's strange.
True.
And now they're owned by Blizzard. If I remember correctly.
Oh, it's Activision, isn't it?
Well, Activision owns Blizzard.
But yeah, I think so. Because they just bought them, right?
Yeah.
Like a buttload of money.
Yes.
Like more than Star Wars money. That was the
way
thing.
Way too much money.
People were like, it was more billions of dollars than Disney spent on Lucasfilm.
Unreasonable
like, oh,
amount
up.
Of money.
Yes.
For Candy Crush.
And all their other sagas.
Yeah, no kidding.
Which are all the same game. Ugh. Anyway,
what are you going to do?
Forget about it. Just move on.
Moving on.
Meh.
Brian, what have you been up to? What's good? What have you been playing? Tell me one video
lots
game that you've
work.
Been playing recently. Wait, yeah,
that's not a video
tell
game.
Me about it.
It's the video game called Life.
Boo.
Yeah, no.
Fallout's really the only game I've played.
That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that.
Way too much of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's,
did you get it right when it came out, or did you get it a little
no,
later than that?
I got it. I wasn't even going to get it until it was on sale. I didn't think I'd play it.
Mm-hmm. Are you playing on PC?
Yeah.
Okay.
I play just about everything on PC.
How's the mod
except
scene
the console.
For Fallout 4
I
so
don't.
Far? Oh, okay. You haven't dabbled?
Yeah. No, I don't know.
Are you playing it like exactly as is, or have you even dipped into like tweaking INI files to do cool shit, or?
I tweaked one for graphical purposes.
Okay.
But it was just because like moving diagonally was causing stutters. I looked it up. It was an easy answer. I was like, whatever. I'll update it.
Stutters is in like dropped frames or like screen tearing.
Like neither. It's weird. Like it's really just like
the movement wasn't smooth
like,
or something.
Yeah, it was only on angles.
Funny.
Like forward, backward, and it was really pronounced indoors, which is yeah. But
I wonder if it's
it.
How like cool. the different like velocities, like the horizontal
probably,
and vertical.
But you think Bethesda would have their shit together?
Really, you would?
Yeah. Well,
you put that much faith in them?
A little bit. Like, I mean, I've made a game where I moved diagonally without clipping. So. Same. I mean, it's, you know.
It's not that hard.
Mm-hmm. In all fairness to Bethesda, that was probably most of the thing that your game did. Like, it was like 20% of its functionality, which you could move diagonally. Well, it does a little more than that.
Maybe.
I don't know where to fall on Bethesda, because on the one hand, yes, the game should be better, but on the other hand, there's so much shit in there that's true. How could they not be that fucked up?
It's still just like, why?
There's like games within the game.
Yeah.
Like collecting desk fans is... Anybody who's played early on will know that they need gears, and the best place to get gears is desk fans.
Is that the item, like the random thing that you get excited by?
Yeah, it's
by,
a
like,
desk
ooh.
Fan, yeah. It's like a desk fan from the 50s. Mm-hmm. Got a wire cage around it. Sometimes they're all busted up, but you know what? It's got gears. And they can be turned into turrets, so.
And fan to turret.
That's right.
3 seconds flat.
Built a lot of turrets.
Cool. So,
good.
A lot of base building going on.
Mm-hmm. See, is that kind of what your class does? You're sort of like the, I'm drawing a blank.
Engineer?
Engineer, that's what I was trying to think. Yeah.
No.
Well, you bring a wrench into something to make it better?
No, honestly, I think they mainly just look cool, if anything, because you have to, they add defense to your little
settlements
colonies. Yeah, yeah. Your settlements. And the thing is, though, as long as you have some defense, it sounds like raiders never attack you, so settlement's fine. you just build them, and they beep, and they whir, and they turn, and that's it.
They gear.
But, hey, they defend your base, so.
Yay!
Cool. At least your settlers are happy.
Have you been, like... How dedicated have you tried to be to the story? Are you doing main quests like with any frequency, or are you just kind of fucking off and doing whatever?
I think Phil was talking about it last week.
Yeah, he was very much of the opinion of just do whatever the hell you want, and eventually you might get around to the part where it's like a focused video game.
There are definitely, because I tend to like to kind of play through the Fallout game like two or three different ways and different times, so... I go out of my way to avoid certain areas, certain factions, things like that. And I'm definitely in the same boat as, like, I followed the quest, the main quest line to a certain part, and I just gave up. Like, I don't even care.
Sure.
Like, yeah, you know, spoiler, you know, I'm not going to actually spoil anything, but...
Right.
General main plot point. We're leaving it alone for a while. I don't. It doesn't concern.
I've got other dumb things to do.
Probably should.
I've got rad roaches to smash.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot, lots and lots of stuff to kill. Got to get the. Now I can't remember what it's called. There's a blood and guts or something like that. Oh, that's
bloody mess.
Bloody mess.
Yeah. Yes. The thing where everything explodes.
Yeah. Every time I shoot you and blow off a limb, your body explodes.
Blood dumpster.
Blood dumpster.
Blood dumpster. Yeah, accurate.
Mud coffin.
Had you ever played the historic Fallout games? Because I don't think I know, unless you have, I don't think I know anyone. Yeah, like the old PC games.
I thought about it once or twice, and then I just thought, you know, I'm probably not going to like it.
Fair enough.
Because
yeah.
I love
the universe,
but a lot different from like, is it 3 the one that changed it?
Yeah,
because
3 was the much later one, and it's the Bethesda one, like the first Bethesda one.
Yeah, I think Fallout 2, and there was another one in there that was like an expansion almost.
Yeah, you're probably right. I don't actually
like
know.
Brotherhood
of Steel
I know about or something
games.
Like that. I forget, but I think that that one came out in like 98 or something.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the last top-down one. And then, like, 2004
six,
came around.
Maybe.
Or five. Yeah, maybe 6.
It was probably later than
that
even.
That brought Fallout 3.
It might have been 2006.
I think it was 2006.
Yeah, I don't know.
I have no idea.
It was on the 360 and stuff, and that was out.
Yeah, but it was probably later than a year, because 360 came out in 2005.
Oh.
PS3 and a Wii U came out in 2006. I'm going to say it's 2007, maybe 2008. But in any case.
I think it was 2008. Yeah, either way.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Fallout 3 got me into it, and New Vegas was just amazing.
Yeah.
I'll probably have to go back and play that once I'm done with Fallout 4.
Mm-hmm. 3 is the only one I've played. I haven't actually played New Vegas at all, really. But
that's like, well...
I put, like, hundreds of hours into 3. Like, it was a lot of time. I played that game a bunch.
New Vegas is... I just... The atmosphere of it, it's a very Wild West take on Fallout, which to me is just... It's just really good. I don't know. You should try it sometime.
I kind of wanted to get collection thing that they put out a couple weeks before. It was 2008.
For Fall 3?
Yep. Lorraine, okay. Fact-checking.
Somebody had to.
That came in the Tiny Nuke. Did you see that, like, the PC collection that had, I think, all of them but Fallout 4? I mostly wanted it for the little nuke. But I was like, I could play New Vegas if I bought that, because I'm pretty sure it came in there. But
yeah, I hadn't really seen that, except on Reddit I saw somebody with one, and they were disappointed because it arrived and, like, UPS had, like, smashed
Squished
it.
The box.
And it was, aww, and it had been rained on, like, it got wet and all this stuff.
Aww,
and
that sucks.
I think they tried to make a claim against them, but I think Bethesda made it right, though.
Yeah. Oh, they sent him another one?
Yeah, sure. I think they sent him a new one.
That's nice.
So, mm-hmm. It was nice.
That dude who got...
worked out well.
Bought his game in caps.
I heard about that.
I'm not sure how many he sent them, but still.
A lot.
Were they, like, Pepsi points? Like,
well, no. Somebody just, like...
like, actual bottle caps.
For funsies, literally sent Bethesda, like, a box of bottle caps.
I think they were metal ones, not, like, the plastic ones, even. Like...
right, yeah, that doesn't count. Like, I wouldn't give them anything if they sent me a bunch of, like, Coke Rewards points. Fuck that. No, I want caps, damn it.
I don't remember if they were actually calculated out or not. Because there is a
Sure.
There is a game theory video that does calculate the value of bottle caps.
The exchange rate to USD.
I think it was around the time that actually happened, or very close to it, because I think that was brought up in that video.
That sounds about right.
Specifically Nuka-Cola caps, or...
no.
Those are probably pretty rare.
Mm-hmm. Slash don't exist.
Oh, you can buy a Nuka-Cola necklace, I think. Buy enough of those. They're probably
be
like $20
if a piece. At some point during the, like, them releasing Fallout games, they didn't have promotionally created Nuka-Colas.
Oh, yeah, they're out
but
there.
I mean, they don't exist now. Like, you can't just go to the store and buy one.
Sure.
You gotta go to the smarmy internet and.
The smarmy internet.
Yep.
There
that's
are
where you
other
go.
Places
Devel
besides
one
the internet.
From the ocean that is. eBay or some shit.
Got a smarm eBay.
Good.
Or buy things smugly
store.
With your nose in the air.
Mm-hmm.
Your webcam checks. It's like, how high is your chin?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty high.
You must feel this clever to purchase. Anyway.
Check
I have
your
a
stats.
Fallout mug arriving soon for work.
That's cool.
It's a Vault Tech mug.
Sure. And then I meant to ask you this before, but this is as good a time as any. What have you touched on with your Wii U so far? Because I'm assuming you haven't really played it since you really started playing Fallout, but you just got that thing, like, basically since Thanksgiving. So, as a guy who didn't have... You probably hadn't had a Nintendo console since, like, the N64 until this, right?
I did, but just not... only the handhelds, really.
Sure.
I kept up
Fair
with the
enough.
DS, the 3DS, that kind of thing.
You never owned a GameCube or a Wii, right?
I did not own a GameCube or a Wii. I have some Wii games now. Like,
sure.
I played some Mario Galaxy, which was pretty trippy. Like, being upside down and also laying on my bed on my back and then trying to use Wii U controllers on top of that. Like, it felt like, I don't know, trying to move when you're drunk or something. Like, it was just... it was weird. I think I even texted you guys.
I remember you talking about that.
It was trippy.
I remember that.
I started playing Wind Waker briefly, the HD remake version of it. I really wanted to play more of it, but then I got Fallout, and I'm conflicted.
Sure.
I have Kirby's Epic Yarn. I want to play at some point.
Good game.
I played some Splatoon, and then I got kind of disappointed when I kept connecting to people in Japan and immediately dropping from the game for some reason, like their hosting is
sure
or something. But so I had to look up. Apparently, you have to like assign a static IP or something, or it freaks out when you.
Huh.
Yeah, I don't know.
I haven't played Splatoon. I played it around when it launched earlier this year, and didn't really have any problems with it, even on like launch day. So I wonder if it's, like, something with, like, their updates or something? Or
it probably depends on who's hosting.
Right.
I'm assuming it's not dedicated servers.
Yeah.
It's probably, like, Halo and... I mean, Halo's the one that springs to my mind, but, like, someone hosts the game. So maybe if it's, like, if the person who happens to be hosting is the one that's, like, way far away from you, that's where it gets fucked up.
A couple of days, like, right after I got my Wii U, because I picked it up on Thanksgiving, they were selling that as a bundle, and the Target bundle that I picked up had it on... the console already. You didn't have to download it or anything. So, like, that night and the day after, there were a lot of, you know, American players and things like that, and I had no problem with it. And it was, like, a couple days later, after I had played some Galaxy and some Wind Waker and went back to it, that I was like, wow, there's a lot of Japanese players here. Uh-huh. That's pretty cool. And then I kept dropping, and I was like, fine, I'm just going to go back and play Galaxy.
Sure. Which is cool, though, when it works.
It is.
We should still try to play Splatoon together sometime, because you can, like, meet up with friends, and, like, from what I've heard, I haven't, because, like, I haven't played much recently at all, but you can, like, party, like, search for rooms, because, like, before, at launch, because, like, I was playing with Doug and Kyle for a while, right around when the game, like, first came out, and you could join up with your friends, but they weren't necessarily going to be on your team. You were just basically in the room together, and then you got split up.
You might be against each other.
Yeah, which seemed to happen more often than not, and then my team would lose. those guys were not joking around. But now it's like you can matchmake with a friend and have them on your team. I don't know if you need a full party of four, but it sounds like you can, like, if you at least, like, search for one person, you'll for sure be on a team.
Yeah.
Although, who knows what's even going on in Splatoon now?
Oh, I haven't touched it
for months.
Those new maps looked cool when they did that latter day Nintendo Direct with, like, the museum.
They're crazy.
I forget what the other one was.
They're so big now. That looked neat.
There were some pretty big maps.
Yeah, that game's really cool.
When I started playing Splatoon, there were, like, two maps.
Back in my day.
It was May.
The only thing I didn't like was that, when you first load the game up, there are those two squid announcer chicks.
Mm-hmm. Everyone.
I think they're women. I don't know. They're
Callie
squids.
And Mari.
Yeah.
They're and squids. Also kids.
And kids. Yeah, I guess. Okay. I guess they're probably not women if they're kids.
You're a squid now. You're a kid now.
Yeah, there you go. But you can't really skip around that.
Yeah. Nope.
So
get used to it.
Like, every time I would drop from a game, I tried like three times in a row, it kicked me off. And I think I had to go through that over and over again. And that's what made me just like,
I'm done
basically
with
rage quit. Yeah, I'm like, I'm not worth it. I'm not going to keep trying. I'm just going to play some Galaxy instead. Go to bed. I don't have time for all this. Spent my day playing Fallout.
Splatoon is a young man's game.
That's right.
Yep.
The ripe old age of 27. I just can't stay up as late as I used to.
I know I can't.
There's that way a little bit.
A little bit. Well, I feel it. I think it's more because there's an obligation to get up at a certain time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or like if you do, you just feels worse.
Yeah.
Today when I was tired, I was actually focusing like pretty hard trying to get shit done at work. And just like, it didn't stress me like it does now, like even 5 years ago probably, but like thinking really hard while being tired, I was like, oh, I'm getting even more tired. It's like I'm exponentially increasing my exhaustion. But hey, I was okay. I got through it.
Good
you power
stuff.
Through. That's what you
that's
do.
That's right.
Tough it out.
That's what caffeine's for.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
All those.
Does the body good.
Tactile typing motions.
Yep.
Flurry of fingers.
That's right.
That was me earlier, man. I did, like, a bunch of thank you cards today. I wrote, like, 40 of them, and it was a nightmare. And my hand was, like, it still kind of hurts now, but it's feeling better after all of that writing.
Handwrite them?
Yes.
She's classy like that.
I am.
That's what you do.
Getting your calligraphy on.
No.
No?
That's right. Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah.
This type is immaculate.
I don't know. People claim to like my handwriting.
I don't think I've actually seen your handwriting. So.
I mean, yeah, it's nicer than mine, but that's not saying much.
We're left-handed, so.
Sure. And raised in, like,
what's to be expected?
We're probably the first people to have shitty handwriting, like, generationally.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, it's like, why would you write things when you can type them?
Exactly. That's what keyboards are for.
Uh-huh. And so, yeah, exactly. My handwriting looks like.
What is this paper? What is this for?
Uh-huh.
What do I do with this?
You dipped a rat in ink and then had a spasm on a piece of paper.
I mean, you're not far off from your handwriting.
Thanks.
Yep. You're welcome.
Scroll some chicken scratch on a sticky note.
Literal chicken scratch.
That's
just spread
right.
The feed and see where we lie. That's my signature.
Stall.
Cluck, cluck, cluck.
Just four lines.
Indeed. cool.
Yep.
Anything else of note you want to bring up, Brian? You pretty good?
I don't know. I know Fire Emblem. That's what I was looking into recently.
Have
Which
you playing like Awakening or
no,
want to
no,
play
no.
the new one?
Fire Emblem, like
Fire Emblem.
Well, because I that's one of the games that I mean, like Nintendo.
Oh, the Game Boy Advance ones.
Fire. Wait, right? What?
Or what are you talking
There's
about?
There's a lot of them.
Yes.
The one that's just, the one in America that's just called Fire Emblem is a Game Boy Advance game.
That's what I said. Right.
If that's the game you
no,
mean.
No, I'm talking about the series, though. Sure. In okay. general here.
Okay.
Because I've that's probably one of the series, like Nintendo-based series that I've actually played.
Mm-hmm.
Just about all of them. And when I got my Wii U, I immediately thought, oh, I should get Radiant Dawn because I haven't played it.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I went to Amazon and I thought, yeah, I'll be able to find this for like 20 or 30 bucks. Oh, you mean it's 100?
Yeah,
that game's pretty weird like that.
Radiant Dawn is the GameCube one.
No. I was going to say.
Path of Radiance.
That was the next one I looked up.
Yeah.
That one is over 200.
Sure. I don't think you can actually play that game on the Wii U.
You cannot play GameCube games on Wii U.
No, but I...
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember liking the GameCube one a lot, and I didn't actually play enough of the Wii one.
Those are the only two I have not played.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, just last night I was on there. And I was trying to find those prices again, and all of a sudden I saw that there's new 3DS games coming out next year.
Yep.
Oh, there's two of them.
Yes.
What is it? Awakening and
no, Awakening's already out.
No. It's yeah, Fates I played that one.
And
Fates and
whatever those
Chronicle. Or...
They're both Fates, and they have subtitles, and I don't remember what they are.
Fates something and Fates something else. Mm-hmm. Fates Red and Fates Purple.
Sure.
Actually, it's black and white. All right. I think. Well, and there's a third one. Did you know there's a third one?
I did. That's, I was going to, they've basically conned me into buying the big collector's box, is what they've done. Because I saw it, and I'm like, oh, it's $40, but there's two. And then I watched a video on it, and apparently they're actually, like, separate, like, different sides of the same story.
It's basically a similar story. The one, they are both different sides, but one of them is easier.
Hmm.
The white one, still probably whatever that one is.
Yeah, and then Fates.
The dark evil side
Rebirth,
one,
I think, is one of them.
Maybe. I don't care.
Rebirth and another one. I don't know.
There's a lot of face touching in those games. How do you feel about that?
I don't know. I don't know if I've realized there's... Wait, what?
If you go back face in...
I guess they became very weird, like dating some.
Which episode was that? The one...
A couple months back. It's probably on the site still, but if you
there's
subscribe on iTunes,
Fire
you can
Emblem,
get
like an anime lady face on it. If you look at the thumbnails, our podcast where we talk about this game a couple of months ago.
Todd, our friend from overseas, was here discussing
he was playing Fire Emblem in Japan. Yes.
Oh.
So he was playing the Japanese version. And I guess
it's
a lot.
Fancy Japanese 3DS.
I guess it's got a lot of like random dating sim elements, including like stroke
face
the pretty girl to make her like you more.
Face touching! You like rubber face with the stylus.
Really?
Yes. Oh. That's what he said.
Why'd you tell me that?
We're trying to save you, Brian.
No, because it's Fire Emblem, so I'm going to play it. And I'm probably going to get the collector's edition because...
You're going to touch so many girls' faces.
Probably. I don't know.
Yeah, there are worse things you could do.
Yeah. Maybe I'll touch their hearts instead.
That's how much I like Fire Emblem is like I still sort of want to play those games despite the face touching.
I don't know.
See, I didn't from the videos I saw, I didn't get any of that.
Because they're not going to show that.
Probably not. They knew
not
I
in America.
Buy it. America.
That's not what the Americans want. It's what the Japanese want. Face touching.
I thought they didn't. I thought they did like a Persona or something. Was that with Fire Emblem characters?
What?
That game's still coming
something
out.
Else.
Oh,
Shin Megami Tensei Cross Fire Emblem.
Okay, so
It might. I think it's out in Japan or it's out in like a week.
Are you sure that's not the face touching game?
Out, yeah, it's, positive.
Yes.
No. It comes out. That game comes out in December in Japan, so it's either already out or it's out very very soon.
That
but I have no idea when it's coming here.
Game looks insane.
It's Fire Emblem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it doesn't involve known characters either. Like it's not like
Krom.
Is he in there?
Krom is in that game. Him or Lucina, they're in that game, but they look weird.
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
I remember from the thing, I'm looking, I'm like, who the fuck is that? And it's like, it's
because I thought it was just like they kind of all dress like the universes are combined for some reason, but there weren't actually like protagonists and stuff there. But you're probably right.
I think there might be some named Shin Megami Tensei people. The only people of that game series that I know were the Persona ones, and I don't think they have anything to do with that.
Check that out.
It's a very small subset of Shin Megami.
I was still
Tensei
just
games.
Curious about it because of the like 40 whole seconds of. Less than that, even. Oh, like, battle stuff they showed made it kind of look like Grandia.
Batshit insanity?
No, it's got the weird, like, action scroll thing.
Oh, yeah.
Like it's
I just remember too many colors in
like
that trailer.
Like it's a kind of a bar that goes across the top of the screen about. With a. I'm describing it for Brian if he hasn't seen it. Where like no.
I know what game
and like
you were
each of your characters exists on it like a little sprite or something.
Talking about the cross.
Yes, Shin Megami Tensei Cross.
Yes. I've never got to play that. And like the whoever can make an action is like. Is immediately to the right, so they kind of like loop around to show you like
the
when your character
Child
gets there, they can do something.
Too.
It's almost like the action time bars and stuff. From
kind of, but it's
yeah,
like
but
a
it felt
Final
Fantasies
and whatnot.
Yes, but it feels more intuitive because you see like your character relative to the other ones, as opposed to having to watch like each bar and then also guess when the enemies act. Like you see them on there too, so it's like all right, the bad guys are way back there, and I'm about to get like two actions in a row. So I don't know. I just always thought that was neat.
Yeah, I feel like there may have been another game, because I know what you're talking about, that I've played that has a system that's a lot like that.
Mm-hmm.
The only one that I can remember is Grandia 2, and I never played the original Grandia, so I don't actually know if that game worked like that also.
Child of Light.
Hmm. Like that's what I might be thinking of.
That's like a
just a
VR
tiny bit
game.
Of that. Yeah.
Yeah, they've got that in there too.
Yes. Because my buddy told me about that game, and he mentioned it was good, and I played like 20 or 30 minutes of it. And I had to put it down after that. Not because it was bad or anything. I just picked up other games. So.
Sure.
You know,
yeah,
like
that
Fallout.
Stuff slips away. Like Fallout.
It's my life.
Fallout
now.
Happens.
Indeed.
What are you going to do? It's Fallout.
Yep. What have I been playing? We played a little Smash together.
We did. Cloud's out.
Cloud is out. He's kind of neat.
He was fun. I enjoyed him. I wish he had better costumes. But,
sure.
My brother's jazzed about that.
Yeah, like I said,
Final Fantasy VII game next year.
Sure. Yeah, from a like functional. I mean, good luck with that. I would hold his breath. The date got the game.
It's a year away.
I'm saying.
Well, no.
If you think that game's coming out in 2016,
you might get like a 16th of the game.
Maybe
in 2016.
They said December.
It's episodic though.
Yeah, probably.
No, it is. They've confirmed it. They're selling the chunks piecemeal.
He showed me a video that looked.
It's basically Kingdom Hearts now.
But yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like
it is.
The
it's Kingdom Hearts.
What
it's
is
Kingdom
it?
Hearts.
The PSP one. I just thought of it.
Dissidia?
No.
That was the game.
Oh,
one of the games.
Crisis Core.
That one.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say it's CC.
Sure.
I don't remember which one it was.
Similar.
Crisis Core. The like the movement and everything, the way the characters were working, reminded me of Crisis Core.
It's like Kingdom Hearts.
I've never played Kingdom Hearts.
It's like that's what Kingdom Hearts Battle looks like.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
I mean, it's in the same.
I like Kingdom Hearts.
It's in the same engine, so they're probably. Like sharing a code
we're
base at this
lazy.
Point because they're
Kingdom
both
Hearts
in,
3 might come out sometime. No,
they're both in Unreal
but...
4. Kingdom Hearts
saying
3.
It's the test bed for Kingdom Hearts 3,
something like that.
Or they're doing it because they're already making Kingdom Hearts.
I bet
3,
neither
know.
Of those games come out next year. That's how little confidence I have in Square's ability to release things.
Oh, Square.
Who knows when 15's coming out?
I gotta wonder. Like that company is so weird these days.
Yes.
Like. I have to wonder how their executives, like, because I don't really have a scope on Japan and how their executives measure performance and stuff, but, like, now that it is Square Enix with, like, Eidos thrown in there, too, so they have Western teams making games, and, like, those games come out on time, and they seem to sell, like, okay, like, they do well, or at least, like, I don't think any of them has totally bombed yet, so, like, if I were the guy running that company, like, whatever... uptight Japanese businessman I was, and I looked at like, all right, here's the guys in the West. They usually meet their deadlines, and like stuff comes out, and we make money. And then it's like, here are the guys in Japan, and like they just never fucking make a game. Like, we announce Kingdom Hearts 3, and it comes out in 6 years maybe, or like, here's Final Fantasy 7 probably at some point, unless it doesn't happen.
That would be funny.
Maybe it's because all their companies have lifers. Just if the game doesn't come out on time, they just go to the basement and
something like that. But it's just weird. Like on some level that's cool. Like you want to give your creative people breathing room to do stuff, but like
come on.
Yeah, exactly. I feel that strongly, but Square is testing my patience in terms of like put a thing out. Just come on.
I mean,
I know you guys can finish something. I know you can.
They've been building the Final Fantasy MMO. I mean.
And then they rebuilt it.
I played that. It was pretty good. I played it for like 4 months.
I tried to play 14.
Oh, did
I
you?
I tried.
What did you play?
We have it on the PS4.
No, what class?
No, I'm getting there.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Gotcha.
Let's finish the story.
So I put the disc in and try to like just run it off of there because we had a free trial thing and it just wouldn't... Everything was keeping me from playing this game. It took forever to install it. So I had to uninstall it. I had to go onto the store, redeem the code... download the game client that would play the free trial, which took an entire evening, hours. Basically. It was at 99 hours for a very long time, and then settled for maybe, like, 3 hours, maybe? Who knows? And then, so I'm trying to get in, and then it has to install updates from there. After I finally am able to log in with a Square Enix account after setting it up to get the fucking two-step, because you have to get the two-step, but then you need the two-step password to get in to get the two-step password, so it's a nightmare. And then it wouldn't install the updates. It just said, we can't do this. And I tried like 3 times, and I'm like, well, fuck it. I'm not playing this game. God damn it.
It's probably for the best.
Probably. So yeah, she quit due to frustration.
So my 30-day trial will end this month, and I'll have not played at all. But whatever. Sad. Who cares?
In their defense, I will say, like, during the time I played, and historically looking back at their updates, compared to a lot of MMOs I played, like, their updates were pretty good. I mean,
Doug loved that game.
They gave you a lot. They gave you good content, and like they advanced the story and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like there were a lot of elements. You know, it didn't have to be, you know, buy expansions anytime you want new content. Like they were releasing stuff and moving the story forward every couple of weeks. Usually,
well, even like it was just A Realm Reborn. Like that was the version we got.
Yeah.
And when I redeemed the code, it gave me Heavensworn or whatever.
Oh, Heavensward. Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah. So, like, it just pushed that as opposed to just saying, you have an old copy of the game, fuck you.
Right.
So, I mean, like, that was nice. I thought that was cool. So, like, oh, it gave me the new thing. Yeah. Because that's what's out. Neat.
I mean, you'd never reach it on a free trial anyway, but yeah.
No.
But, sure. I was going to say, yeah, you've got a bunch of games to play yet.
I know. But still, it was just kind of like, cool.
Yeah, I think you're limited.
And I didn't play Final Fantasy XIV. And I'm prepping myself for 13.
13.
I'm going to play 13. It's going to happen soon. Our streaming stuff is going to... it's the bad one.
Lightning?
Yes.
What's her name?
I mean, it's a PS3 game. There are plenty of people who think that game's pretty good. I'm not one of them.
Yeah, it's been out for a while.
It's been out for a while. I never played it. I didn't have a PS3.
Oh. Okay. So you're going to spend a lot of time running down halls. I know.
I replayed 10, so I already did that.
Yeah. There's more halls. Lots of halls. That's what made me quit.
I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna finish that game. I have decided.
I remember you run down all these halls, and then you finally get outside, and you think, oh, this is gonna be great. There's no more halls. No, they're just made of crystal and stuff. There's still halls. Like, I was like, fuck this. I'm done. I don't care about your story anymore.
Because I'm still just sad that they've gotten rid of overworlds in general in most RPGs. Yeah, like, what's that up really with bugs that? Me out. Like, bums me out. Because they've done that in, like, the Tales games, too. Because Graces and both the Cilia games and I believe Zestiria all don't have overworlds. You just kind of run and you can fast travel places.
You could play Bravely Default.
I could, or be sad.
I remember traversing that overworld a number of times.
I don't feel like playing the same game 3 times in a row. I'm good. But
overworld.
Like, that's one of my favorite things of like old RPGs, like 9, 7, Tales of Symphonia, through like Vesperia. Like, I like overworlds. I love a good, like, the tiny little towns that you're like 30 feet taller than. Like, it's fun. So that's the part
Step on them like a giant.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the part I know I miss out of most RPGs, but I think that's just gone now.
Sure. Well, I'm assuming 7 isn't going to have that either, the probably 7
not.
Remake.
Well, there's probably not going to be any overworld, because you're probably just going to be jumped around because episodes.
Sure. Or it's like you said, if you have options at all, it'll be like, fast travel to this main quest like these two side quest things or whatever.
Go fight the Midgard Zalm.
Mm-hmm. Midgard Train Simulator.
Yeah, we might as well keep
train
on
to the next train.
We might as well keep on that for a little bit since we started talking about it, but... the 7 announcement, like the details of showing some gameplay and kind of talking about stuff at the PlayStation Experience or whatever. Like, I still basically don't have like a stake in that game anyway because I wasn't a huge fan of it's fine that they're making it, but I don't know. I just 7 wasn't one of those games for me. Like,
nine
I need to have that again.
I need
it's
to
a,
have
it's
nine
a fanboy
again.
Game.
But
remake 9.
Yeah,
but I was still really kind of like. Kind of bummed out that they changed the combat, and not even like I think it's the right thing to do. Like,
it totally is, but they're doing
the right thing. But like, there was a part of me that wanted to believe.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
There's a part of me that wanted to believe that
they would make a turn-based RPG.
Yeah, that there was still room somewhere in the world of video games for like a big budget, crazy AAA thing that would like have some amount of like a turn-based battle system in it.
Overworlds and turn-based combat is out.
Yeah, which makes sense. Like,
which is sad.
I understand why they would do it, and it's probably the right decision.
I know. But it is.
Eh. I mean, you'll see it. You just probably won't see it on consoles. You'll see it on like the handhelds and stuff.
Sure, and it'll be smaller. Sure,
they'll harken
like,
back
yeah,
to
it's
it
not going
to
be
more.
Like a Call of Duty level budget for that kind of game. Which,
yeah.
Because
that
they
was
have
the part
to
about,
reach
like,
general audiences
yeah.
now. It's
I was
not
like, how
just
cool
like,
would it be if they could do that? But
it's not just the dedicated... Like, you're not making games for RPG players anymore. You're making games for everyone that also an RPG person would like.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that, like, I don't even think that person exists. Like, like someone who only plays RPGs, like... That's a myth at this point.
I play most of the things I play are RPGs.
But not exclusively.
Because I like other things too, but I like RPGs.
I would not
a lot.
Be surprised if.
Do you know how much I like Pokemon?
Lady gamers.
I'm not saying you like them. You like them a lot, but I'm saying they're still not the only things you play.
No.
But I mean, well, like the Twitch based, like the shooters and stuff like that. I don't know if I've ever seen you play a shooter.
Yeah, I finished Borderlands 2.
Well, okay, Borderlands.
I've played a little.
Also,
Halo.
Kind of an RPG, but
it's a
shooter. Though.
It's a shooter.
Yeah,
yeah,
it is. Yeah, it is. There's,
it is. There's
it's
a lot
more
of,
shooty
and
than
I
RPG.
It on the,
yeah. There you go.
So you played like the worst possible version
it
of Borderlands.
It is the worst possible version.
So it's kind of astonishing.
That's a podcast from like
I didn't even know they made
last
it for
year.
The Vita.
Mm-hmm.
I talked about that game extensively when I was playing it.
Yeah,
like
the port's
ago.
Real bad.
I finished it though.
They squished an Xbox 360 game out of the Vita. So.
Hey, man, it looked fine. Mm-hmm. Except for when transparent texture showed up and things floated and things just stayed fuzzy and things didn't load. And a certain area always caused the game to hard crash and boot you out of it. And yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But some of that happened on the PC, too.
Other than that, nothing's sure. wrong. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the dedicated... I only play this genre of game, I feel like, is almost extinct. Like,
yeah.
there are so
aside
few of those
from,
people.
Like, casual people now, if you think about it, they've kind of taken that up, because they'll only play one thing, Candy Crush.
I'll say, theirs are all apps, so.
I mean, but yeah, yes. I guess I'm the furthest end of the spectrum, yeah, that's probably true. But, like, even the people, like, when people used to scoff at casual people, it would be like, oh, like, the Madden, like... Those guys, they probably even have a couple games in their suite at this point, between, like, that and Call of Duty and just, like, whatever else. I don't know. It's crazy.
Games that are the same every single year.
Dang.
Call of Duty 2015.
COD Blops 3!
Do we even need to name them now? Just
no.
Call of Duty 2K15.
They should do the Final Fantasy thing. They should just go to numbers. It should just be Roman numerals every year.
Well, I mean, Battlefield has for a while
Call
now.
Duty XXI.
Battlefield 4. 21? Battlefield 5.
I don't actually know which number I'm on.
Battlefield 17.
Digits,
good.
I mean, I like Battlefield, but
yeah.
I sure. mean, that's what they're playing besides Call of Duty too. Anyway,
mm-hmm.
get your Call of Duty on. Of get your Battlefield on.
I like a wide suite of first person and
that's
third
right.
person mm-hmm. shooters.
But yeah, we'll see what happens with like the
maybe
Final
some
Fantasy
Uncharted
stuff. But yeah, for me, like you said, that dream of like a big budget turn-based thing died, which is fine.
Yeah.
Like, it's whatever. I didn't need that in my life, but it would have been cool to have it.
Maybe we'll be graced with a Final Fantasy Tactics.
That'd be neat.
I would love that.
That's a game they could actually make. They could even put out that on an iPad or whatever. It'd be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could just make a touch-based version of that. It'd be
they could
totally
charge
fine.
$80 for it, and I would pay it. Just like Fire Emblem, I'm going to buy it.
Sure.
You face toucher.
There's not that many really good strategy games, like especially not on consoles and handhelds that come out. And
Pokemon Conquest. Mm-hmm. You should try that.
I don't know what that is.
It's kind of like, it's almost like Tactics,
is it like
isn't
Mystery
it?
Dungeon?
No.
I mean, I didn't play Conquest, so
no.
I can't actually tell you.
I think,
do you level up your Pokemon?
Can
you change classes?
You're
like Alchemist Pikachu?
Well, no. So you're a person... And you have, like, an army of people who all have a Pokemon partner.
What?
So you're moving the Pokemon around and then attacking other Pokemon with it.
Mm.
You should look it up. It's a DS
game. That
game
is from, what's the series called?
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about.
Yes, Nobunaga's Ambition. I was saying, that game is from an established series of other games. But
I tried to get into, what is it, Disgaea a little bit.
Oh,
Atlas
I've heard
makes
I've never
that.
Played one of those.
I've heard about it, but yeah.
I played the DS
sure
one,
okay.
And I started getting into it, but... Like, because it's got kind of a funny story and stuff.
Yeah, he's played at least one of those.
I eventually
probably more than that.
Got to this point where I was like, I just felt like I was needlessly leveling up. And I had, like, to progress in the story, I just had to be better. It didn't, like, Final Fantasy Tactics and stuff. Yeah. Up
and it's just like, I'm trying to climb this wall now.
Right. And you can go back and redo, like, replay maps and stuff like that.
So it got really grindy.
Yeah. And that was where it started losing me. And, like, you'd play a map just to get stuff to, like, build better gear or buy better gear. Let me
tell you about Xenoverse.
Brutal Legend was the game that did that to me. Because that game is, that was like the...
I tried that.
Yeah, the metal,
fucking yeah.
Like, secret RTS thing. Yeah, from Double Fine or whatever. So but weird.
Why does that game exist?
It's cool. It's at least so it was weird. Until it's got unique. Too weird. Like, it got too hard. That was the gameplay curve in that game is
it's
fucked up.
It's such a weird thing. Like, it's cool that it's there, but, like,
yeah, why? That game
did a lot of stuff I didn't expect it to.
That game beat me by just, like, demanding too much of me and, like, the weird RTS, like...
Yeah.
It just asked me to be better than I could be. I was like, alright, I can't actually beat this.
Games, so there's that. You need turn-based strategy.
Mm-hmm. I want you to be the very best.
Oh.
Like sure. No one ever was.
Have you Pokemon ever seen Kong the Banner Saga, Brian? That's the game that I wanted to try that I still have yet to pick up.
Banner Saga?
Yeah, it's like a really nice looking 2D animated, like, turn-based, like, grid game.
I have not heard of this.
Just check it out.
Is it mobile?
I'm gonna have to look.
I think it's on, like, everything. Yeah, it's definitely on touch devices.
I don't remember.
There's a phone or tablet version or something out there, but it's also just on Steam.
Steam has everything.
Mm-hmm.
Except consoles.
Yeah,
I think that game's even got a sequel that's out, like, soon or might even already be out.
That sounds right.
But I may have heard something about it.
It looks really neat. I just haven't had the time to ever try it. But it looks cool. And it's in that vein, at least, of, like, weird turn-based strategy games.
The jugular.
Or Massive Chalice, speaking of those, because that's the...
Big cup game.
Massive that Chalice.
Yeah, that's what's... Brad Beer talked about that when it first came out. Like, Brutal Legend combat developer. That's his last, I guess, Double Fine game, because he works for Steam. He works for Valve now.
He works for Steam.
Basically.
They feed him into the engine, Steam engine.
Oh, God.
It runs on human bodies.
Oh, no.
Gabe Newell cuts dudes and piles the corpses into his...
Now that's Fallout.
You said it.
Good.
I think you would enjoy that game. You randomly go into a building and find a basement full of corpses.
Oh, Fallout?
Why not? Yeah.
Sure. Cool. Yeah, I played 3 a bunch. I would play 4 at some point if I could get
Raiders
the time.
Raiders are malicious. Like Raiders or something.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Right.
My prediction for Square releases next year is that their Japanese studios release 1 or 0 games. Because 15 is the one that I'm pretty sure is actually supposed to be out next year. So either my guess is that that game comes out next year or no games come out next year. It ultimately gets pushed.
Well, they've got that, like, that for World of Final Fantasy game I think is supposed to come out too, but that's World also much
smaller. Yeah, that's not quite the caliber of release I'm talking. Like, if you take
it's
the,
just like a side
the Triforce
game
of...
For, like, PS4 and Vita.
Yeah,
like
Crystal Chronicles
if you
or something.
You take the Triforce
maybe.
Of...
Maybe. Not quite, but kind of.
15... Kingdom Hearts 3 and Final Fantasy 7 Remake. My guess is that 15 will come out or none of them will come out in 2016.
That's high praise.
Well,
so we'll see.
You might get a 14 expansion. I mean,
sure.
That.
Why not?
I'm guessing sometime 13, in June 4. Or May. That's when the last one came out.
I mean, probably, in all honesty.
Yeah.
I doubt they would stop supporting it. It sounds like it's doing pretty good.
Yeah, it seems like it's doing all right. It's a fun game. It's too much of a time sink. I had to quit.
I wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know. If you ever want to try it, you can always get you a PC code. The Master Race. I've got a pretty heavy backlog, so I'm guessing nothing could come out in 2016. I'd be okay with that.
Sure. Yeah, same. Like,
no, I do want Fire Emblem. Mm-hmm. And there's something else that's coming out in 16 I want. I'm trying to remember
Star
what that
Fox.
Was now. No.
I want
Star
that.
Fox is cool.
Street Fighter V. That. It's not Street Fighter.
No.
I want Street Fighter V.
What am I thinking? Oh, it's the... maybe it'll come out. I don't know. It's that The Division, that Tom Clancy game.
Oh, right.
I pre-ordered my PS4, and that was, like, my bundle.
Uh-huh.
I was like, wait, And then they pushed it back, and I ended up getting a Watch Dogs bundle.
Sure.
Watch underscore.
Which they also pushed back.
Yeah. Right. And that got pushed back. And I was like, great. So I think I got that like in May of that year after getting it. And up until then, I think I just had like Need for Speed.
Sure.
That was about it. It was fun. But the Division is, although I've heard they've already removed some of the cool features that have been shown in some of the videos.
Yeah. Dial that scope back a little.
Yeah, I'm still interested.
Yeah.
I like the multiplication myself, but what can you do?
Multiplication. Indeed.
Yeah, I'll be interested to hear from you about that game when it comes out, because that's still just not, like, there's nothing wrong with that game, it's just not my thing. Like a multiplayer-focused kind of third-person shooter thing.
I'm not guessing
quite what I'm looking for.
It'll be kind of like a Destiny feel, like it's pseudo MMO-esque. There's gear involved, there's some leveling involved, there's grouping involved, but you know, more of a, you know, real time, like, you know, 2000s-esque, possibly, I don't want to say post-apocalyptic, but there's some kind of like,
I mean, that's probably fair. They like basically
pandemic going on, something like that. It's quarantining happening.
And, yay.
So
yeah, the trailers for that game indicate that like things are not great.
I'm pretty interested in that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll see.
I mean, at the earliest, it'd be out in summer because like if it was coming out in like March, you would know about it already. So
or would you?
Yeah, you would. They don't.
I just heard it was it was supposed to be at one point like holiday 2015.
Sure.
And then it got pushed back to sometime in 2016.
Someday.
Maybe.
Yeah,
it'll
someday
come out. We promise.
Who knows?
I'm just hoping that it'll have keyboard and mouse support. Because I don't know how great I'll be with a
I don't know if any PlayStation. I don't shooter. Even. I'm not sure if PS3 or PS4 supports that. Or are you saying you play it on PC at this point?
No, no. I'd play it on PS4.
Okay.
But there's definitely some, because when I played Final Fantasy 14 online.
Oh, okay.
It had.
There you go.
It had keyboard and mouse support on the PS4. And I think the PS3 even may have had it. Or.
PS3 could. Because that was one of those like dividing lines of Microsoft wouldn't let people do that, and Sony was okay with it.
Yeah, so hopefully we'll have mouse and keyboard support.
That makes me happier. It, but you never know.
You doubt.
Doubting Thomas.
Those kind of games, like people get they've tilted the opposite way. Where like not only would they not support keyboard and mouse on console, but like on PC they seem to consider the gamepad the default control method at this point. Like that's obviously bold. The PC version will have mouse and keyboard because that's technically the default input for that device, but.
Now there is a possibility that if it has a PC release and like Final Fantasy, you can play with all the different consoles. I may get a PC version instead.
Sure,
just because I'm comfortable that way.
Cool.
And why not?
But indeed,
my PlayStation doesn't have that much room for installing stuff.
Hey, are you still on the default hard drive?
For what? My PlayStation?
Oh, yeah, the one that came with. Yeah, I upgraded.
It's got 500. I mean, it's, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was mostly indie games right now.
Sure, fair enough. Yeah, it was pretty early on, but
every month I
yanked that thing out and put in a 1 terabyte, which is still serving me pretty well. But I think I probably would have had 500 filled, but that's because, like, since I had the extra space, I haven't bothered to mitigate it at all. Like, I'll just leave stuff installed on there, even if I know I'm not going to play it, basically. I wish I could upgrade the Xbox One also. That one needs the space more. Although I can use, like, I'm pretty sure either of them, but definitely on the Xbox can use external storage now. So what I should do is just buy a fat, like, external terabyte drive or something and just plug that in all the time.
Say they should do what the Wii U did.
Yeah.
I haven't had to buy one of those things yet, but I've already looked it up. The, the YY cable or whatever? The double USB. Plug that thing in. Flop it down.
Yeah, and like I said,
never move it.
Yeah, like I said, I think when you were first asking about buying one, I've still the overflow from my Wii U is just on a big flash drive.
Yeah,
like it's a like 128 gig like stick, and that thing's been fine. So,
Well, by the time I installed, well, I mean it's got Smash Brothers, it's got
if you got two Splatoon games already pre-installed on it,
those two are like. Probably upwards of 10 gigs each, so...
Wind Waker and Pikmin 3 are also on there.
Oh, you think
I've got like four
digitally?
Gigs left. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They were on sale for nothing
right. Yeah,
off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That like Black Friday deal.
I don't think they were.
Sure.
But you know what?
No, they were. They were like half off or something like that.
Well, I think I paid like, it was like $50 for Pikmin 3, and I was like, well, it's that or $70 on Amazon, so I might as well get the digital version. Yeah, I think we talked about that.
Yeah, I told you to buy Wind Waker because it was like $30.
Mm-hmm.
That one was good. I'm happy with that
buy. Yay.
Yeah, game's real neat.
As soon as Fallout loses all of my attention, Wind Waker may get it, but I feel bad for Uncharted. Because Uncharted, like, I think I was like 85% through that game. And I kept telling myself, don't finish Uncharted.
Just sure.
Do it. You can do it.
Mm-hmm.
No. You're on the first Uncharted, right?
Yeah.
It gets better in 2. Like, Uncharted 1's okay.
It's good.
I actually like that game, but it's not. It doesn't quite stand up to the sequel, which really? Makes sense. Like, it should be that way. But, like, if you compare Uncharted 1 to Wind Waker, it's like, one of them is a classic, and one of them is just, like, a precursor to a really great action game.
Okay. Well, that actually, that makes me feel better. I have so many backlog things.
I liked Uncharted when it came out, but like the second one is better in basically every way.
Makes me want to just like
I've never played an Uncharted
quit my
game.
Job and live off savings for a year.
And play your backlog.
Instead of traveling,
just put the,
like studying abroad,
put the like 6 foot tall stack in the basement. Of video games next to you and just slowly siphon them off.
Sit in a room, play video games for mm-hmm. 19 hours a day.
Yeah.
And then you stream all of it.
I have a lot of
and
I have
that becomes
a
your new job.
Exactly. I found you a career.
I have a decent
there you go.
I have a decent physical backlog, but like my Steam library is a nightmare. Like I probably own like 400 games on Steam, and I've probably actually even booted up like 10% of those.
Yeah.
I own a game on Steam.
I can't even count how many. I mean, luckily Steam counts them for me.
Sure, yeah, but exactly. It gives you your numbers. Like
I think I've got like 10 installed right now. And one of those is New Vegas, and the other is Fallout 4, so there's
good.
That. Yeah.
Cool.
I love Steam.
Mm-hmm.
Steam is great.
It's good.
I can't wait for Half-Life 3 someday.
We hope.
That's yeah.
One right, assumes.
Right when the 7 remake is finished coming out.
When does Half-Life 3 become vaporware? Is it like Duke Nukem?
I mean, I think it almost already is. Like, it's real close.
Is it like 4 years? 8 years? When do we decide that Half-Life 3 isn't happening?
Never.
Never?
Nope.
You just always hold out hope?
Well, I totally take them at face value. Where like, I'm assuming there's still conspiracy theorists out there like, yeah, they're always working on it. Like, I don't think they're working on it. Like, why would they be?
Mm.
Like, if they're just saying like, hey, we're not actually making this game right now. Like, why lie to people about that?
Maybe it is like Duke Nukem. Maybe they were like, we're gonna make this game, and then technology jumped a bit. They're like, well, we can't release this. We gotta start over.
Maybe they're making it for VR.
Oh.
Maybe that's
what. Oh, that was like
maybe
an Oculus?
Maybe that's the kicker.
That's
maybe
one of
that's
those.
It.
One
no,
of their own. Yeah, the
Steam's
Vive.
Got their own thing.
Vive.
HTC, they're partnering with HTC to release like a Steam headset, like a Valve.
Maybe that's
VR
how
product.
They sell it exclusively on their VR.
That would make
win.
Sense.
That was one of the like among the more recent like, oh, this is how it's actually coming out. Was that idea exactly that like it would be the free launch game to go with the VR headset?
I'm not
Ryan's
gonna
making
lie.
Fun of face.
I mean, as soon as those things hit the market, as long as they're decent, nope. I mean, they could be like $800, and I'd probably buy one. I mean, I'm just because it's so much different, and you can probably do more with it. Like, I could probably put on headphones and that thing and have like a full like IMAX experience or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, that was
it's
the
when
ridiculous.
I when we were at Indiecade East last year, I tried out this guy's like it was supposed to be it was kind of like a tech demo of like stuff he could maybe like show to like for like medical training and stuff
yeah.
like that. But I had like head like. Big like noise canceling headphones on
yeah.
and this thing and I was just in a void. It was kind of terrifying and it was
amazing.
A lot of like weird lights and shapes going on, but it was like I could hear nothing.
all I could feel was basically, like, the chair and the controller I was holding, mm-hmm. and all I saw was just this abyss with colors in it.
Yeah, and I didn't play anything.
Roller coaster.
Yeah, no. I didn't play any VR stuff at that show, but when we had both played Eve Valkyrie at GDC the other year, I think it was the year before then. Yeah. It was the same thing, like, the headset was a big part of it, but, like, if you don't have a serious pair of headphones that are really going to, like, cover your ears and kind of, like, keep the external world out, like, that takes it to a whole nother level. It does, the sound part does actually let you lose yourself, like, you lose your sense of space a little bit. You're like, oh, I am actually in this, like, I'm not in a living room or, you know,
right.
on a game show floor or whatever it is you are, wherever it is you are, and there's, like, the slightest sense of kind of coming up for air. When they, like, yank the headphones off and pull the headset, there's just, like, a 1 to 2 second moment of, like, oh, I'm back.
It's weird.
I can just imagine how that's going to change a lot of things. Like, I mean, you even think, like, laptops and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, I saw somebody do an Oculus demo of something that they've been working on where it's basically a workstation.
Yeah.
Like, they put that on, but in front of them, they see, like, two monitors.
Yeah, that was my thing, is I was like, I want to put on the headset and see, like, a wall of, like, 10 virtual LCD screens that I can code on or whatever.
Exactly. Like, not only can I see the practical side there, like, of doing things other than video games, but, like, there are so many things you could do with video games on top of that, like, all those, it's like, Amnesia-style games.
Oh, no.
I'm sure they're way better with Oculus. Like, I would probably play some of those games, or even, like, a Bioshock or something would be a lot more engaging if, it, you know, over my shoulder there wasn't, like, The Simpsons on a flat screen or something. Like,
you're okay, Lorraine.
No.
Like, I feel like TVs and stuff will still have a place, but I feel like eventually that could replace a lot of that.
Yeah.
I haven't decided which one yet, and maybe if you decide to jump into, we can coordinate and get different ones so we can get a deeper level of experiences, but there are 3 VR products that matter coming out next year, and I'll probably get one of them, because Oculus is supposed to be out next year, the Valve thing, the HTC Vive is supposed to be out next year, and the PlayStation thing is supposed to be out next year, so there are 3 options for PS4. And that thing, I guess, because I think I just saw this today online, the other two might have this to some degree, but that thing comes with, like, because the PS4 can't quite handle, like, running a PS4 game and also powering the headset on its own. So, yeah, that thing comes with, they said it's Wii size. Like, it's a separate box that is the size of the Wii that you plug into your PS3 that does the processing for the headset itself.
Big.
Yeah, it's no joke.
You don't have to strap it to your head.
But that made me, like, happier more than sad. Like, like, all right, then that means this thing will probably actually work as described. Because, I was not ready to believe that they were going to be able to power the headset and run, like, modern games at the resolution you want them to on just the back of the PS4 alone.
It's like a 32X.
Sure. But, I mean, yeah, it's just, like, one more thing to put in your entertainment center. Like, put it on top of your PS4. But, yeah, it is large. So it is, but it basically comes with its own, like, another computer, and also it's a headset.
But think about that, too. Like, if you were just on vacation or something, and, you know, you're at a hotel or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you've got something like that, you just go sit in the corner.
Stare at the wall.
Well, that's right.
But it's not a wall. It's a whole universe.
Ah.
There's so many things going on in that headset.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we'll see. It'll be cool.
I can see vegging out like that. You just go into work. Mm-hmm. There's cubes everywhere. This guy's sitting there.
Drool.
Yeah, they're doing their work, but then you, like, look at their desk and it's just nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Just, or maybe it's like a nap pod. Just everybody goes and just lays in their nap pod.
Sure.
Does all their work digitally.
So vacation will be like 20
years.
No one goes to the Bahamas anymore. You just go to your closet and you're on the beach.
Get a special, like, scent array.
Sure. Yeah, something like that.
We're in a cave. Spray moss.
Matrix. Yep.
Spray moss.
Spray mold. Spray wet.
The wet dog.
It smells like a cake.
Insert the wet dog scent cartridge into your...
That's right. Get your Uncharted scent expansion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm officially ready. Ready computer-wise, because I finally... it was like just before Black Friday, I think. I got a graphics card for that PC.
Which PC?
Like just my workstation and... Oh. Yeah. So there's a 970 in there now. And, nice. Like, the NVIDIA stat thing, like, the GeForce Experience app has a bunch of, like, arbitrary things for, like, this is how awesome your computer is. And one of them is, like, you're VR ready. Like, this thing's ready to play to put you in other worlds.
Like, I thanks, should probably NVIDIA. Update my graphics card on my laptop. Because it tells me all the time there's
oh, updates. The drivers or whatever. Yeah, and I'm just yeah like, you should probably do that.
But it's all for games. Like, it's like, oh, this one, this driver's oh, sure. for, like...
Yeah, it's, like, the, oh. basically, yeah, the settings files who for, cares? Like, yeah.
I just ignore
that's
that
why,
thing.
That's why I ignore it most. Like, it pops up all the time. It's like, your NVIDIA GeForce Experience is ready for a thing. And I'm like, I don't care. So I X out the box. I should probably update
just
it, though.
Just update and always use my discrete graphics card. That's all you need to do.
Yay.
That's it.
It'll be cool. Next year will be neat. A lot of neat stuff probably. Coming out.
It's one the future.
The
I hope it's neat. Maybe it won't be. Maybe it'll suck. Who knows?
Only time probably not.
It'll be okay.
I feel like VR will stick around, but I'm not convinced that it's the sole new technology yet. There are some real, like, Kool-Aid drinkers out there that are like, yeah, this is the only thing that will exist ever for the rest of mankind. Like,
oh, I don't drinkers. Think that.
But there, well, there. I mean, there are people that are treating it like nearly to our religious level. Where oh, like, yeah. This is going to change everything. And, like, I'm in the middle. I don't think that.
I don't think
I think it'll be a big enough deal that it probably won't go away unless, like, people really fuck it up
I
and
would
experience
kind of hope
suck
not,
real hard.
Then, like, a lot shit's going to hit the fan if that does. Mm. If it just pans.
I mean, yeah, it'll like, be a... It'll be like the Kinect is now. It's like, what?
It's basically going to... I mean, I almost wonder how much... Like, how close it could be to, like, the old, like, Atari crash for, like, the whole industry. If it's, like, all of these different companies are investing so much into this tech and it just flatlines.
Sure. Like, well, I mean, it's diverse because, like...
I think people like
it. Some people have and some people haven't. Like, not everyone has taken bets. Like, the EAs and Activisions, like, the...
I guess that's
the
true.
The big third-party publishers have been super cold on it because of what you're saying. Mm-hmm. Like, they're so risk-averse that they're not willing to put up money on something that is theoretically profitable.
Mm. I guess so, but
so
still,
it would like, really be like the Valves and like the folks actually make them. I think Facebook can afford to take a dump.
Good.
If Oculus goes nowhere,
let's hope.
I don't think that'll happen, but you never know.
The I still think it. I mean, Facebook. It's not just for video games too, though. Like I would love like if Netflix. Oh
yeah, there are people making
they
movies
put stuff Christ. On there, for them, oh, especially God. If they're like 3D capable. Like I'm not big on 3D movies to begin with,
but I will
but,
be.
I mean. If it's an option, and I don't need a special TV, like, I just have to watch it on my Oculus or my Vive or whatever it is. Like, I don't know what it's called. It's Steam. My Steam glasses.
No, you got it right for having only heard it once. Yeah, I'm pretty sure like, it's the HTC
Steam
Vive.
Goggles.
Yes.
I mean, it's, you know, I would love to watch movies on something like that, because I'm the kind of person that, like in a theater, I like to sit... Mm-hmm. Where the corners of the screen are just at the edge of
sure.
my eyes.
Uh-huh.
That is my optimal experience. Like, I want people in front of me that are, like, larger than life. So.
Yeah, and we talked about this when they first showed it off, too, a little bit, but it's probably worth mentioning again. The Valve one, the Vive, is the weirdest of them all, I think, because it is also, like, it is completely spatially aware. So, like, that one comes with both a headset and, like, these little pyramids that you plop down.
Like a Wii U? Like
kind of.
Like a sensor bar?
Yeah, sort of. And then, like, it can track you over a space, so, like, up to, I think, 10 by 10 feet.
Well,
and then
which
you can
one
move
I'm
around.
Buying.
You can move around in physical virtual space.
Because so. I'm going to want to try, like, non-gaming stuff with that, and that's probably the only one. Like, I want to wake up and sit up in the morning and just, like, look around.
Take a virtual shower?
Yeah, that's right. Oh.
But I did shower
I think
today.
I'm clean.
Wash myself with these bits.
Ones and zeros.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. It'll be interesting.
Wow. Yeah.
And which one will go first? I'll be interesting to see who pulls the trigger. Because at this point, they're probably all close enough to release that it's just like...
I mean, it's basically like
someone's
going
to have to say this
it's
is
like,
the date,
yeah.
and then everybody
like
else picks
good,
around
the
them.
The ugly. It's basically like the three guys just kind of standing there
sure.
with guns pointed
yeah.
at, like, it's just a circle.
The Mexican standoff of
that
goggles.
Yeah. The Mexican goggle off.
I'm not a big early adopter, but that's one of the things where, as long as it looks pretty solid,
mm-hmm.
I'm okay with pulling the trigger and getting something like that.
Yeah, I'm still glad that I never bought the, like the dev kit or whatever, because I knew that I'd probably be interested in the final one, but I'm like, if I do, that thing is literally going to become garbage in like the next 18 months. Like, I'll never use it again if I buy the dev kit. So,
and there's probably a lot of extra work involved, too. Like, I want something that's done.
Yeah, and then the stuff you'd play on it, like, it's all prototypes, and you hope that the software will be better on release, too, as opposed to, like, here's this fiddly weird thing
basically
that I made.
Basically demos.
Yeah.
Tech demo the game.
Mm-hmm. Tech demo the movie the game.
Yep.
That's right.
Indeed. We shall see. So, moving on.
There's more.
A little bit left. We're gonna head off to the movie soon. See Star Wars in a little bit.
Star Wars.
Stay away.
Cover a few news-ish related things. I really don't know. I know other people have liked it, but I even stopped watching the trailers at some point. Like, I don't think I've even seen footage from it since that one they put out in like March or something.
I haven't. I don't think I've seen any of the trailers all the way through. I've been like purposely.
Yeah.
Just low expectations because I remember some of the prequels. Yeah. There's still some prequels I haven't finished.
This is my first
theater Star Wars movie.
I have not seen a Star Wars movie in theaters until today.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yep.
See, when I was a kid, we had Return of the Jedi.
Yeah, I said the re-releases and
yeah,
the
we had
prequels.
Some re-releases a couple years before the prequels, and I went and saw those in theaters.
Although I never went to see Phantom Menace 3D because I'm not that stupid.
Wait, 3D?
Yeah. That was
they redid
after.
It?
Huh?
They redid it?
Yeah, that was much later. That was like... say like 2008, 2009. It was after all the prequels had been out for a couple years and like 3D movies that was like in the wake of Avatar where it was like 3D is the thing.
I mean, of the prequels, it's probably my favorite.
Because they were going to do them all, like, but then Phantom Menace did so shitty that they didn't bother.
Yeah. Well, I mean...
you know, leading strong.
That Senate in 3D for like 9 hours, I'm sure would have done so
that's
well.
That's right, yeah.
Yippee.
That's what lost me.
All that delegating.
I could never get through the Senate scenes when I was
don't blame
15,
you.
14.
Mm-hmm. Like, I somehow managed to overlook that, but you're right. They are like more dull. It's like watching oatmeal.
Watching oatmeal dry.
It's just bad, boring dialogue on and on and on with space politics.
Yeah. It's just, I mean, yeah, there was probably some story there, but that's...
What?
Mm-hmm.
No.
What's that?
That's the wrong way to go about telling your story.
Yeah, I was definitely dumb enough as, like, when Phantom Menace came out that it didn't matter. I was just like, ooh, lightsabers.
Yeah.
That's all that I needed. It went vrrr.
So I've been keeping myself out of the hole.
I have,
but
I
did look at...
I've watched trailers.
...ratings reviews today.
Oh, sure.
And
yeah,
those are really... good.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, I didn't even do that yet.
Nope.
Cautiously optimistic that it could be pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because like my historic, like when the prequels were coming out, I was like Phantom Menace and I thought it was awesome.
Yeah.
And then I didn't actually like Clone Wars. Like when that one came out in theaters, I was like, this is not a good movie.
No, it's not.
And it is the worst Star Wars movie. I'm fully confident with that opinion.
I think I agree.
And then Revenge of the Sith was okay. It was like, this isn't the Star Wars you want, but it's not the worst either.
have you ever seen Patton Oswalt describe those?
Does he do it in a stand-up bit, or is it just from that...
No, it's not.
The Parks and Rec thing.
Because
that was good.
I think it's part of a stand-up act, and he's going through, and he's like, and Boba Fett's there, but, you know, he's a little kid. And and Anakin's there, but he's a little kid.
Yeah.
And I think he's describing it from George Lucas's point of view.
Sure. Like the pitch meeting.
It's good, yeah. You should definitely watch it.
What were those videos we watched?
The
pizza rolls.
I don't even remember what they're called at this point, but the Red Letter Media, I think, is the name of that guy's channel or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He does other stuff on it, but yeah. The prequel reviews are really good.
Hmm.
That you should check that out.
I'm sure if you just Google really funny Star Wars prequel reviews, you'll figure it out.
Red Letter Media, you said?
I believe so.
That sounds right.
I may have heard of that.
They're good.
I know recently I saw, what was it? There was
the Red Letter Media Star Wars. That'll give you what you want.
A theory that Jar Jar Binks is a Sith Lord.
Yes.
Like the most powerful Sith Lord.
Sure.
Like a Yoda-esque Sith Lord.
It's all J.J. Abrams, man. He could just let the internet have its way and make that canon if he wanted to.
I'd be okay with that.
Could he still be alive? How long do those guys live?
It's pretty...
I'm sure they say in some fucking encyclopedic manual somewhere, but then the movies, they definitely never mention it, so maybe he's got a lifespan long enough to be alive.
He is.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, in the prequels, you're seeing the beginnings of the rebellion near the end.
Mm-hmm.
And in the others, you're seeing the rebellion against the Imperials, so... And I mean, Yoda's still around.
Granted, Yoda's a thing. He's like 8,000 years old or something.
But that's the question. How old is he really?
He mentions like 900. We just watched the first, the 4, he's 5, 600 and 6.
And something, I think.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. He said 600.
He said 900 in
we're talking less than 1,000 years.
Return of the Jedi.
And that's assuming, that would be assuming he's like, that's the max if he was like a baby in the first ones. And he's clearly not. So I would guess that it's within a couple hundred years of each other.
But just how long do
between the
do
two
does Jar Jar's race live? Well, that's my question.
If he's a Sith Lord,
does that affect things?
I'm pretty sure that they have ways that they can extend their life.
I guess Palpatine's super old and still super alive until he gets thrown down the thing.
Yeah, until he's not.
Mm-hmm. Forcibly ended.
Well, I guess he's still old. He's just not doing a whole lot.
He stands and sits. He doesn't move too much.
That's it.
He just kind of lightnings
mostly
people.
Stationary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think
lacking consciousness.
I think the Jar Jar Sith thing is incredibly dumb. Yeah. But it would be funny if it would be the ultimate stupid thing to do if they rolled that into canon just for that reason.
After this, I should link you. A buddy of mine sent one. It's a if like episode 2 had been much better.
Sure.
So you will probably like that. We might have time before we have to head out.
Mm-hmm. Cuz that's what those Red Letter Media reviews are like, part total nonsense and part like these are actually many of the cinematic
these are many of the
movie making mistakes where they like
from a cinematography point
of view should have been.
While also kind of just being dumb and obnoxious and also just shitting on the movie because you should because they're bad.
Lucas wasn't a terrible person.
If only.
That's the weird thing about the prequels, watching all the like 4, 5, and 6, watching the original trilogy again multiple times after having seen them. It's just Lucas just changed shit because that's just how he felt. Like there were foundations for, if you even watch those movies, they weren't like that stuff that like Obi-Wan talks about the Clone Wars or whatever. It's just shit that he's saying off the cuff. Like there wasn't a plan to fucking build that shit out, but like, when Leia talks about, like, seeing her mom and stuff, there are extremely obvious ways where they could have just given, like, the very, very loose groundwork laid in those original movies, played into that, and just made better movies. And instead, Lucas was like, that is just, like, this is the flavor of the week. This is how I'm feeling this afternoon, so.
That was, like, I'm trying to think, from the original 3 movies, 4, 5, and 6.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
From that's those, how numbers though, work.
I'm trying to remember Gary Kurtz, I think his name was. He was like the right hand man of Lucas in terms of the vision of the stories and things like that. He's come out and said, like, I think it was like 2010 or something like that, regarding like the story was supposed to be a lot different at the end.
It was supposed to be darker.
Yeah, and because Lucas wanted to appeal more to a wider audience and give him the happy ending and things like that,
also,
things
toy were changed sales.
And toy sales.
Yes. Sure.
I have some of those toys. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, we do too. We had a lot of. Again, especially episode 1.
Maybe like, a Millennium
we
Falcon.
We collected all the action figures and had all that shit.
You're a monster.
You're a money fucker. We have one of the... I think we had one of the walkers, too. The big ones. AT-ATs.
They're my favorite. Oh, they're so dumb. Like, who designs this? Like,
I have another thing I have to show you.
It's good.
Okay.
It's not. It's, but they're so good. They're dumb. Mm-hmm. And I love them.
You're going to like it. On
but
the
again,
internet.
Yeah, the obvious thing about those movies is that he didn't... George Lucas has only directed one Star Wars movie. It was just A New Hope. So
it was pretty good.
Yeah, it was fine.
But that was also supposed to be like a one-off, and then it's just like...
Yeah, and even then, there's like weirder... And it's either... I don't know if he was like self-cutting at that point, or if it was just like they had to cut stuff due to other reasons, or if people were like giving him constructive criticism. But if you read the whole script of that movie, where the like the scenes that are cut out or stuff, it is worse. Like, it's more plotty and has weird, like, side stuff that doesn't matter. People have just, like, when you see some of that, like, I saw some of that in some other YouTube video, too. People describe it as, like, American Graffiti in Space, which was his other big movie before then, where it's a lot more, like, Luke's a lot... There's a lot more on Tatooine where Luke's, like, hanging out with his teenage friends and just talking about racing and shit. And it's, like, really takes its time in a way that, like... So it doesn't prequels. Benefit the film if it were to be, like, that cut of that movie.
So the prequels.
Something
kinda.
Like that. I don't know. Anyway. It's all weird. But, yeah.
But then we wouldn't have pod racing.
What in a couple hours, without that? We'll know if there's another good Star Wars movie or another bad Star Wars
That's right.
movie.
I hope for your sake it's what? Pretty we'll darn good.
Oh, sure. Going twice in a row.
That's right.
We're seeing it again tomorrow morning at, like, 9.
9 hours from now.
Yay!
Can I go home? I'm going to wake up.
More Star Wars.
Watch Star Wars again.
That's right.
Pretty much. Cool.
Mm-hmm. See what happens. It'll be good.
Are you going to have 9 a.m. popcorn and soda? Is that going to be breakfast?
No.
Cinnamon sugar popcorn?
Ugh.
I bet they have that at the theater.
They probably Maybe. Do.
Yeah, you might be right.
French toast corn.
Ugh.
Oh, man.
Ugh, I'm going to be ill.
Like Adam West. Just bring creamed corn.
Uh-huh. Cool.
All right. All right. I think we're gonna wrap this up because we have to go do movie stuff.
A good idea.
Among other things. But the last thing, I was going to, like, at one point we were going to maybe talk about a bunch of the PlayStation Experience announcements, but that stuff's all over the internet by now. We're a little late on it, so who cares? Ooh. The one thing I will mention, because I didn't know this until, like, 2 days ago, so, like, way after that thing showed off, like, I just have to give a shout-out to this game because I'm way interested in it. And, like, it got very little attention, I think, but... they announced Ni No Kuni 2 with that thing, and I can't wait to see what that turns into. Where I think Lorraine and you and Brian were talking about, like, you were looking at movies.
Yeah, we were talking about, Club, we're
talking about Studio Ghibli, Ghibli stuff.
Oh!
That's what that game is. Made. It's the Ni No second. Kuni? Yeah.
That's a game that they, like, did all the art for, and it looks amazing.
Is that the...
It's a PS3 game.
The one with the dragon dog thing. Like, it's got, like, a single horn? Or maybe I'm thinking of something
else. No, it's got a little kid and, like, a weird, like, doll... It's got, like, a little, like, he looks kind of like a stuffed animal thing, but he doesn't really look like a...
He's got a little lantern on his nose.
Yeah, he kind of looks like a weird...
You know, I think
like
I do know what you're talking about now. Of. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's been a while since I've seen something with
that. That game came out a while ago.
Yeah, it is also quite old at this point, but... There may be another one, which I thought was neat. Like,
I want to play the first one and then play the second one.
Mm-hmm. Did you play the first one already?
I played a very, very small amount of it. I would like to play a lot more.
Interesting.
Yep.
That'll be after 13.
Do like Studio Ghibli.
It looks like there's some animation actually in the first one. Like, so it looks like a movie then, and then just the art style just
keeps
it's
going.
It's cel shaded and it's like,
yeah, it looks really like good. One of the movies. Because the trailer for the new one, they don't show any actual 2D animation, so I'm not sure if there is any or if it's just all 3D, which would be probably fine either way. Mm-hmm. But
kind of makes me think.
Like Lorraine said, the original one did have like 2D cutscenes that were. They basically just looked like one of their films, and it looks real cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's a game I'd like to finish playing someday.
Okami?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Jillian got really close to finishing that. I never did.
I really like the art style of it.
That game's fun. I like Okami a lot. Okami.
Very cool.
Awesome. Well, yeah, we're gonna close this out, but we'll be back we'll once more for the end of the year, right?
Yeah, probably after Christmas.
Yeah. We'll know what Star Wars is like then. Brave New World.
Right at the deadline.
Very cool.
The end of the year.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll have exciting stuff to talk about then. It'll be all good, but thank you for listening. Brian, thank you for coming and hanging out.
You're welcome.
So for myself, Brian and Lorraine, thank you for checking it out. Catch up with us at cubecoregames.com. And we'll be back in a couple weeks with more talking.
Yay!
Bye-bye. Lots of talking.